Son, put down your iPad and join me. Here in the living room. I'm so ashamed. I know humiliation is irrational and I need to be calm. Sit down. Just sit down. Okay, where to begin? Well, your sister came home 4 days ago, and sadly, she told me what happened on your date last weekend. Yes, with Brittany from the cheer team. What surprised me was the fact that I distinctly remember you proudly announcing that it went great. But, son, I hear it was only great for you. It's all my fault. I am the bad mother I hoped I wouldn't be. No, it's true. All the empirical evidence gathered and all the carefully collected data pointed directly to this problem. I'm devastated that I, a scientist, could have been so blind to think that our experiments, observations, and measurements had somehow resolved this problem. The facts pointed conclusively to a failure in basic sexual performance. I simply ignored the data. Son, you French kissed a girl, and then when she rubbed you over your jeans, you climaxed in your pants. Your sister is insecure to begin with, and now she's devastated. This is all your fault. She said that Brittany was mocking you in front of the entire cheer squad. The entire squad laughing at you. And at her. What can we do? Well, more evidence and data needs to be gathered, and my hypothesis revisited. After researching online, consulting with a few experts, and, well, even visiting a store that specializes in this subject, my hypothesis is that there are techniques to employ that will, mitigate this issue. But it's going to take some time. Let's get started. So your dad's out of town and looking at some emergency situation. Seems like he'll be gone for the night, so as you can see, I have my lab set up for us. You know the procedure for our experiments. Take off your clothes, lie back. Remember, this is all based on solid science, numerous case studies, and expert advice. You need to trust me and let yourself become fully aroused. My. I'm still a little in awe of the teenage male libido. We just discussed a truly embarrassing situation, yet here you are, erection pointed at the ceiling, testicles swollen with semen, veins distended and pulsing. One would think you enjoy these experiments. Remember, focus on your breathing. Yes, I know it's cold. We're gonna need all this lube tonight. And let me just rub it in. Around your crown. Your shaft. Around your testicles. Oh my. Look at that. You are clearly gifted in all things anatomical and yet unable to execute. Well, we do have a plan. Based on science, no less. Cindy? Cindy, we're ready. Shh. Oh, son, stay seated. Yes, your sister is joining us. We're not going to be looking at Facebook this time. We need maximum stimulation for this experiment to work. Several experts, including some via the internet, have created a plan, you might say. Now, shh. Calm down. Hi, Cindy. Come, sit here by your brother. As you can see, he's in a real state, as is to be expected. No, he's fine, he's fine. This is completely natural. He is highly aroused, and this is a scientific experiment of the utmost importance. With your help, we can fix his problems and save both your reputations. Son, tell me what you think of Cindy's uniform. Yes, I told her to leave the cheer uniform on. Oh my. Cindy, do you see this liquid oozing out the head of his penis while I rub under the top here? Just below the crown? This means he enjoys your presence sexually. Yes, your brother is very well endowed. Son, you'll have to excuse your sister. This is the first erection she's seen up close and personal. How does that make you feel? I see. What am I doing? Oh, this is called masturbation, or I'm sure you know the slang. I'm giving your brother a handjob. To be honest, it's kind of pleasant for me, too. But this is about the science, of course, and... Well, Cindy, watch closer. Lean right in. I think you may find this stimulating. See this ruler? Hold the base of it along his testicles here. What is the length of your brother's erection, roughly, in inches? Yes, I agree. A little over 8.5 inches. Very impressive. Oh, yes. Yes, it definitely is. It's certainly outside the bell curve. And what's that? Measuring your brother produce a warm feeling below your tummy? Oh, don't worry about that. That's just a natural female response. It's to be expected. Some might... Oh! Did you see your brother's penis jump? And it looks like he's producing a little more pre-ejaculate or pre-cum. Fascinating. Since this is such a fine male specimen for your own research, Cindy, and so I'm not neglecting my parental duties with you either, why don't you go ahead and feel it? I told you we would be doing an experiment with hands-on participation. Great. That looks good. Yeah, just grab around it like you're making a fist. Softly, though. It feels hot in your hand, correct? Can you feel how soft it is on the outside, yet how firm and hard it is inside? You're doing just great. Amazing! You instinctively know how to handle him. Just keep doing that. That's right. Pull the foreskin down. Exposing the sensitive head, and back up, covering it, and expose it again. Excellent. Yes, yes, yes. There's more pre-cum flowing out and onto your hands, and he does produce a lot. Yes, yes. Do you see how his breathing has changed? His face is red. Oh, no, 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 no. Wait, 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 wait. Let me stop this. Shh. It's okay, son. Whew! Cindy, see how I grabbed him firmly around the base of his penis? My thumb pressing hard along this ridge? I've stopped his orgasm. No, no, he's not hurt. I mean, sure, he's squirming a little. Do you think you can do this? Quickly and firmly when I tell you. Great. He's starting to learn where his limits are and where he needs to stop himself. Son, remember these feelings. The pleasure. Breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4. All better. Okay, Cindy, you can keep doing what you were doing. And Cindy, also, with your other hand, cup his testicles softly. Yeah, just like that. Now gently roll them around while you play with the foreskin. Excellent. Excellent work. Just keep doing that. Oh my. For science, tell me, son, how does it make you feel looking at your sister's small hand working up and down, slowly up and down, her hands slick? Her innocence being spoiled by you? Cindy, stop his orgasm now, like I showed you. Breathe, son. Concentrate on something else. 4, three. Keep squeezing, Cindy. Two, one. Ugh. You have done great so far, you two. Now, son, focus on the pleasure she's causing you. You need to learn your body's signals and stop yourself when you are with a woman. Take breaks, push your orgasm away. Cindy, keep doing your hand job on him. You are just a natural at this, and I can tell he very much likes it. I have a new piece of equipment I'd like to give a try. One moment. It just needs to be very lubricated. And there. Okay, you guys, this was given to me by an expert in such matters. It's called a fleshlight. It simulates a woman's vagina. Cindy, I'm going to give this to you, and I'm going to take a seat right here. No, no, this is not going to hurt, son. Far from it. Now, Cindy, I want you to hold his penis up at the base, just like this. When I say go, I want you to slowly lower this device onto him. Very slowly, and only when I tell you to. Okay, both of you. Look each other in the eyes. That's a very important part of this experiment. Yes, perfect, just like that. Son, I want you to imagine your penis here is pointing to Cindy's vagina. Oh, shh, Cindy, just relax. This is just an experiment. It's for science. Just keep looking into his eyes. And slowly lower the device. Slowly. Feel the resistance, son. A little harder, Cindy. Slowly. Keep staring. And there. It's in. Now. Keep pushing. Don't look away, Cindy. Push down. Slowly. Right down. All the way to his testicles. And stop. Cindy, leave it on. I'm squeezing him again. Think of something else, son. Try breathing in through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Deeply. One, two, three, four. Whew. You were right, you two. That is intense. For all of us. Now, Cindy, watch while I take over and masturbate him with the device for just a moment. Mm-hmm. How does that feel, son? Yeah? Very nice. I bet it does. Up and almost out and slowly back down. Right down and up and down again. Yes, Cindy? Of course, he is most certainly imagining your vagina going up and down and back up. Oh, you'd be surprised, dear. It would most certainly fit. That's correct. All the way down to his testicles. You would feel very stretched, but it would provide a lot of pleasure for you. And for him. Cindy, this is going to sound strange, but again, I was told to do this by the expert. Yes, an expert. While I continue to masturbate him slowly, just like this, I want you to lick around his testicles. No, it's fine. This is a controlled experiment. Just lower your head. Careful, I need to keep masturbating him, and I don't want to knock you in the face, huh? Oh. My. Yes, that's perfect. Just like that. Little swirls around and around. Oh, wow. More tongue, Cindy. Uh-oh. Just as I thought. It's too much, isn't it, son? Cindy, don't stop. Keep doing that. You feel them constricting? He's going to climax. Don't stop. Just keep licking. Mm-hmm. Hear him groaning. Let me remove the device. And there we go. Look at all that ejaculate pouring out. Wow, that was quite intense, you two. Son, you let out a low, almost guttural growl when I... Well, I assume it means you were very aroused. And you did very well, too, Cindy. Keep this up, and he will be well on his way to having expert-level stamina. No more dates, son. At least, not until we collect a lot more data. What, sweetie? You got a little of his ejaculate in your mouth? It was okay, hm? Well, thank you for your help today. For science.